I have three J's here with me. I'm going to start by welcoming Jan Glick, who is CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. It's been ages since I've seen you.
Yes.
What's new with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, it's summertime and lots of activities. Our big picnic is a week from Saturday. Last night they were all at a baseball game and in Pittsburgh and in Wash County at the Wild Things. So it's a busy time of year for us. I'd love to just say we're in desperate need for volunteers. So before you get with the important guests, I just want to make a pitch for volunteers. So.
And are there particular, do you need men, women, couples?
We always need men, always. Women are more prolific at volunteering, but I would never want to discourage a woman from volunteering. There's lots of different opportunities for volunteering. So if they just go to our website, www.bbbspgh.org, they can look and see what's happening.
And just for a moment before we get to our brothers, there's might be some stigma about volunteering, such as the amount of time that you're going to end up needing. There are really some different levels of engagement, right?
Yes, there's three different programs, and all three of them can meet the needs of whether you have young children or your schedule is busy or you travel. Everybody today is busy, and we're fortunate to have different levels of opportunities to reach out and help a child and mentor a child. The goal is to keep the kids in school, graduate high school, and go on after high school. So we really do need mentors to help us do that.
And what's the best way to find out about opportunities?
Is to go to the website, bbbspgh.org, or even call our office, 412-363-6100.
Thanks. Well, let's meet today's pair that we have with us. And I'll start with the big, so to speak. And thank you for being with us. I'll let you introduce yourself.
My name is Jason Lando, and I recently became a big brother, probably about, I guess, five, six months ago. And born and raised in the east end of the city, and I just thought this would be a great opportunity to kind of give back. But as we progressed through our past few months, I realized I think I'm kind of the one benefiting here. Jaden's my little, and he's probably the best little brother you could ask for.
Hey, Jaden, how are you?
Good.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you go to school, how old you are, that kind of stuff?
I'm 10 years old. I go to Purple Braddock Hills. I'm going to fifth grade. And I play football.
And when you play football, do you have a position you like to play, or do you prefer offense or defense?
I prefer both.
Yeah, it's good to be able to play both. What subjects do you like in school?
I like math, science, and reading.
Well, that's fantastic. So you guys met probably 6 months ago or so. What was it like? Well, first of all, could you tell me, is there anybody you would like to give a shout out to in your family that you'd like to acknowledge? Any brothers, sisters?
My mom.
Excellent. Anybody else?
My brother. My two sisters.
What's your brother's name?
Jameer.
And your two sisters?
Janaya and Kaylin.
What's nice, and I'm glad you mentioned your mom, too. Do you have any pets?
Yes.
What pets do you have?
I have one Maltese.
Nice. I think it's always nice to mention the pets, too. So what was it like to meet each other from your perspective? How was it?
It was good.
I mean, were you nervous?
No.
I was the nervous one.
Yeah. What about for you?
I don't have any kids. So, you know, I was just, I was just wondering, what would it be like? You know, would there be good conversation? What are we going to do together? And the minute I met Jaden, when we did the initial home visit, he came in, said hello, shook my hand, And we went off in the corner and started doing some of his homework together. He actually taught me some things I didn't know, so I guess he kind of helped me do his homework. And it was pretty cool right from there. So we've got to do a couple fun activities together over the past few months, and I just always enjoy myself.
You mentioned that in some ways this has been as great an experience for you as you hope it is for Jaden. How has it changed your life? I mean, you're a very busy person, I'm sure, and what's the impact been like for you?
I have a really busy schedule, and that was one of my concerns, but Jaden and his mom are, they're so easy to communicate with, so we always set stuff up in advance, and I make sure to block time out of my schedule, and it's great. And I've done things with Jaden that I probably would not have done on my own. I've never been on a Just Ducky tour, and I've lived in Pittsburgh my whole life, and we did that a couple weeks ago.
I've never been on one either. Did you go in the water?
Yeah. And what, wow. Jaden, what did you get to do?
I got to drive on the ducky boat.
Wow. What was that like?
Cool.
I'll bet. I can't imagine being in the water on something like that. That had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To do. What else do you remember, some other things you did, Jaden, that were kind of cool?
When we went to the movies like a couple times, just a couple weeks ago, we went to go see Jurassic World. And then we, like a couple more weeks, I mean, a couple months after, before that, we went to see what?
We've gone to see a couple movies. Yeah. We went to see Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
We went bowling. And what other movies did we see? Oh, we saw the one about the big gorilla. Which one was it? Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage.
We went to see Rampage.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, I don't get to go see a lot of movies and do a lot of stuff, and being with Jaden, like, that kind of, you know, I get to be a little bit of a kid again too. But
yeah, that sounds like pretty cool. So how often do you see each other? Is it every couple of weeks, or do you have like regular days where you try to get together?
We try and do twice a month, so every other week. And you know, sometimes it's more, sometimes it's a little less. We just hung out last night at the Pirate game, so and then we're hanging out again today. We're going to go to lunch after this. But, yeah, about twice a month.
Yeah, nice. It was a good game last night, I think. They won, didn't they? I was.
Yeah.
I thought so.
And, Jaden, tell them where did we get to sit?
Oh, we got to sit in the luxury box.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Pirates Charities hosted Big Brothers last night, so we got to sit in the luxury box.
What kind of food did they have there?
They had chicken strips, big fries. And they had tiny hamburgers.
And what, sliders.
And what'd they wheel around after dinner?
Oh, they wheeled around dessert.
A big dessert cart.
That's a lot of fun to do that. Did you stay inside the box or did you go outside?
I went outside.
Yeah, that's what I usually do too. It's like, I want to be outside. And last night was a nice night too.
Yeah, well, we got to go down on the field and got our picture taken. And what'd you get?
Oh, I got a ball.
Really?
Yeah, the players gave the kids balls.
It's like you have a shirt as well, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have something we can give you. We have a radio broadcasting badge.
Oh, cool.
Which we're happy to give you. Should we give one to Jan, too? Jan, do you have a radio broadcaster badge?
No, I don't. All these years at BBBS, I never got that.
And we also... These are in no particular order of excitement. We have a pass to the Children's Museum, which you can use today or whenever you'd like to use
Great.
It. But it's for four folks, so it can be just for the two of you, or you can have other people join you. And Ricky, I only have one Youth Express button, but I know you have more. But this is, if you like buttons, a button for Youth Express.
Larry, Jason's part of the Bigs in Blue program. We're trying to cross the bridge between police force and the children throughout the community. And so he didn't say that, but he's the first Pittsburgh city policeman. He's a chief, but Pittsburgh city policeman to become involved in the program. So shout out to him.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And I wanted to be sure it was okay to mention that, but Jason Lando is Zone 5 commander, City of Pittsburgh. I drive by his place all the time on my way into work. And I mentioned off the air, and I think it bears mentioning, if I may, on the air, we're lucky to have some really great officers in the city. There's all sorts of divergent opinions on things, but I was pretty proud of how well people's rights to speak out have been in the city as of late. I think other cities could have had much different results, and I really respect it. It's got to be such a tough balance. I can't imagine what your job's like.
I appreciate that. It is tough, but we have some amazing officers in the city, and you know, you see some of the unfortunate events that have unraveled around the country, and I think the fact that we were able to protect everyone and have no violence at all in the recent First Amendment gatherings, that we should all be really proud as a city.
And do you see this as being a, like, had you ever met a cop before meeting a...
Now you have multiple friends, right?
Now everywhere we go, the policemen in uniform come over and say hi to him. So.
Yeah, I'll bet. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Yes. What I want to do when I get older, I want to be in the NFL.
A what?
I want to be in the NFL.
Oh, in the NFL. Do you have a backup plan?
I want to be a chef, if that's a backup.
That's actually, it's good to have both things, you know, just in case. My my nephew is a college athlete right now and is doing pretty well. I could see him in the NFL, maybe. It's hard to say, but it's a great dream.
Yeah, we actually, I have faith that you can make it, but the backup plan's good, too. We went to my aunt's house for dinner a couple weeks back, and they kind of cooked dinner together, and he wants to go back because he wants to cook dinner with my aunt, and he's interested in that kind of stuff as well. So,
the only reason I mentioned a backup plan is because the NFL might not have the good judgment and sense to recruit you in the event that happens. It's tough sometimes to see that. It's really been great. I did find more buttons. Everybody needs to have a button.
And thank you, Larry.
You're very welcome. And does anybody else have anything to say that you didn't get a chance to say?
I just wanted to say I think this is an amazing experience, and whether you're a police officer and you want to become one of the bigs in blue, or just, you know, anyone who wants to become a big brother, you get as a big, you get so much out of this experience. It's awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of the Bigs in Blue program, and are there many officers that have stepped forward yet?
We have a program in Westview. The Westview police officers are amazing. They even made gingerbread houses with their littles. So we have a program at the FBI, and we have 20 matches there with Greenfield Elementary School in partnership. So it's growing slowly but surely, and with opportunities like being on your radio show and having Jason come with Jaden, that's a real help to us. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Did you get to ride in a car or go to the Zone 5 station at all, Jaden?
You got to tour the police station and meet a canine and go out on the river rescue boat.
Wow.
And he's met a lot of police officers. So.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all for being here today, all three of you. Jason Lando, as well as Jaden, and Big Brothers Big Sisters CEO Jan Glick. The website and phone number again, if you could.
www.bbbspgh.org and 412-363-6100.
Thanks to all three of you, and I can't wait to maybe see you guys in a couple years as you continue to make more memories together.
Thanks for having us.